There are many theories as to what these figures are. Are they ghosts, spirits, demons, angels, or even something else entirely? They are said to have the figure of a human, some being very small, others stretching to great heights. They have been described as wearing robes and hoods, moving at near impossible speeds. 1 minute you see them, the next you don't. Some people have reported the shadow men of having malice intent, being demonic creatures who use the darkness to feed off people's worst fears. Others claim them to be peaceful spirits of former loved ones or ancestors. They have been seen everywhere from dark corridors to closets, from windows to the foot of your bed. A shadow person can be anywhere as long as there is darkness.
Welcome to The Road Less Traveled with Gary L. and Gigi's Boo. This is November 6th, 2016. Hello, Gigi's Boo. You there?
Yes, I am.
Well, good.
Good evening, everybody.
Yeah. Well, good. Glad you're here.
Did you by any chance hear Atticus?
No. What'd he do?
For some reason, you were muted, and all of a sudden he stood up, and he had to howl three or four times. Like a soul in hell. I kept saying, shh.
You're just saying.
I muted on this end. I said, shh, be quiet.
He was just wanting.
We got company coming. Act like you got some sense. Us got company coming.
He just wanted to be on the show. That's all.
Yeah.
He's saying hello to everyone out there in the chat room.
He's a hot mess.
Yes, he is. I don't know who all's here, but I see logged into the chat room is Asmo, the always present barman. Beth A. Darth Rooms, Grimnir, Moose Girl, Kate, Atomic Punk, Child Sidney, Chloe, IB Don C, and IB Don C at work, but that side's muted. Java Doctor, Java Doctor 2, Paul Bunyan, P. Bunyan, Rob Works, Sock Puppet, Behind the Woodshed, there's Hal. Oh, Clank, Colfax, etc., Frumpy, GG's Boo, Grendel, Jehovah, Owana Taco, Kozu, Bot, Pawn Sauce. That's what we need, some pawn sauce. Put on those hot wings. And Tip Bob, hello, hello to all you folks out there. And we're happy that you could make it in. And hopefully we're going across. I haven't seen much talk out of the chat room, but that, according to...
All right, Bill, cut it out.
I tell you what, according to my information here, I ain't got nothing to do with... Oh, no. I see... I see the broadcaster is... At least the meters are saying that it's working. So, I guess it is. Okay. So, Boo Boo Bear, what have you been up to?
You name it, I've been up to it.
That sounds interesting.
Do a little sewing, a little cooking, a little shopping, playing with the nieces. That's about it.
Okay, sounds fun. Atticus always enjoys when the nieces come around.
He's just barely able to walk. I think that's what he was telling me. Let's go to bed, because he stays up all night. When they're here, if they're up all night, he's up all night. And when the oldest niece was here, She would stay up all night, dance to country music, rock and roll, watch the police do a roadblock down the road, whatever. If she was up, he was up. And then he always looked like he was drunk the next day. He wanted to sleep. They slept all day the next day.
Yeah, he likes to do that, all-nighters.
He does.
He's a party animal.
Very much so.
Okay. But unfortunately, let's start at the beginning. Our show tonight is going to focus on shadow people. And we hope to have Suspect Sky back on again, Adrian, but he was unable to make it tonight. But he said we'll be back in a week or two. And that'll be nice, and we can always revisit these topics when he comes back on. So what we have, audio 5x5. Thank you, Hal. Hal gave us a good mm-hmm. audio sound check. And anyway, we'll get Adrian back on, and we'll talk about all these things. We'll talk some more about those UFOs. I mean, that's a pretty interesting topic, I think. It is to me. And shadow people is more of an interesting topic to Boo Boo Bear. You want to touch on why that might be, Boo Boo Bear?
Well, I see shadow people all the time. As far back as when Gary and I first started dating, he was working a second shift job, and I would be here waiting on him, or I'd be home with Mama, one of the two places. And I called him one night, and I said, Gary, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but I swear to God, I believe I saw something that looked like a man hanging off of our roof looking in the window at me. And he said, you probably saw a shadow person or a remote viewer. I didn't like the remote viewer. I could have took the shadow person a little bit better. But I've seen them all along. Now, there's going to be a video that's going to follow this. And Adrian has a little bit different aspect on the shadow people than I do. I don't look at them as what we would say as spirits or ghosts. I think they're in another dimension. I think that they're... You see them briefly. I've never seen one really a long time, except maybe just for that split second I thought I saw that thing looking in the window at me. But most of the time when I see something, it is real quick. It moves fast. It's a shadow. Exactly what it looks like. Shadow to me. Don't know if I always see an outline, as I just see a blur sometimes. One night I was in bed and Gary was at work, and of course our Cocker Spaniel is black. And when I mean he's looking like a black hole, even Hal said that one time when we sent him a picture. He said he's like looking at a black hole. He's black. If we let him out at night, we have to put a veil on him, or he has one of those flashing lead little jingles that goes on his collar. But I was laying in bed, and I actually thought Atticus bumped the bed. It felt like somebody just walked up and, bam, bumped it, or a dog maybe stood up on it. I even got up and looked, and I didn't see Atticus, and I got up and looked up under the bed and everything, and I called Gary. I said, something bumped my bed. I don't know what it is, but something bumped. And he says, probably one of those shadow people. And they could come in many forms. They can come in human form, or you can see them in animal form. I see a lot in animal form, but I attribute to that being geology, that I see animal people. I'll let Gary answer that for you, Sock. What is a remote viewer? He can explain it better than I can. But I've had a lot of experience with the shadow people, and they don't frighten me. Now, some people do view them as spirits, ghosts, things that go bump in the night. But I did have something go bump in the night, but I've never felt threatened. like a lot of people do. A lot of people feel scared or whatever. They don't really frighten me at all. Except, like I said, that thing that was hanging off the top of our roof. So.
Okay, yeah.
That's and, about it. You know.
Yeah, that's really neat. I'm glad you brought up remote viewing, and I'm glad Slock Puppet asked the question about remote viewing, because that's kind of a fascinating subject, and according to many, remote viewing was developed as a black program or like a DARPA, defense contract type of dark program that allows. People that are trained, remote viewers, to, I guess, like Grimner pointed out in the chat room, kind of astrally project their consciousness to a particular coordinate, set of coordinates, and report back on what they see. And and why that actually kind of correlates with shadow people in a way. Is that a fellow by the name of Ingo Swann is reputed to be the originator of remote viewing. And there's a YouTube video that I'll drop in here that if anyone has an interest in Ingo Swann, that kind of talks about it. But anyway, Ingo Swann reported in some things that when they would be remote viewing a target, that sometimes the targets became aware of them actually being there, you know, at least astrally projecting, I guess you'd say, and the targets became aware of them. I guess so. If you look at it from the other direction, if you saw a shadow person, that could possibly be someone remote viewing you. That's let's see. Yeah, Sock Puppet says he's seen many things in life that others might say they didn't see. Okay, go ahead. Old lady used to walk around my house. Only one other person saw it over there the entire time I lived there. Did you see that, Gigi's book?
I'm here, yeah.
I said, did you see that?
Yeah, old lady used to walk around my house. Only one other person saw it. Over the entire time that I lived there. That could have been a skinwalker.
Yeah, that's a whole nother subject.
It's a whole nother story. I'm scared to death of skinwalkers.
Skinwalkers, maybe we'll do a show on skinwalkers sometimes.
But it could have been a granny witch from, you know, we're Appalachian and granny witches and Hanks and everything else used to be up there. You used to talk about those Hanks living up in there and all that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not the same thing. I mean, we're still talking about things that exist in the paranormal or above normal, beyond normal, I guess you'd say.
She could have been a ghost, a spirit, and not all ghosts and not all spirits are mean. Mm-mm. You know, they've just kind of lost their way sometimes, and you know, they come back. And I can tell you a story that this is getting a little off of it, but I can tell you a story about spirit. My grandfather died, and I was really upset about that. I had a real close relationship with my grandfather, and went to bed the night after he was dead, and I saw him, and he appeared to my mother also. So I do believe that we're able, our loved ones are able to come back. When we both reached for him at this, you know, different time. She saw him at a different time. So did I. When I reached for him, I mean, he was there, but he just dissipated like fog. You know, it wasn't meant that I should be haunted. So that could have been a ghost, and it could be a lady who might be kind of looking around for something that she might have lost in that house. Did she ever try to bother you, Sock? I mean, did she?
Well, you know what? I could say that we have Skype open if Sock Puppet would like to call in, or anyone else for that matter, if you have Skype and you have access to it. Our Skype name is the old flying horse, Pegasus, and spell out the number 6, S-I-X, Pegasus 6, 870 in numerals. So it's Pegasus 6 spelled out, and then the number is 870. And you can hit us up on Skype. We were going to get a different phone program set up, but didn't quite get it set up this week. And also, we had a little trouble setting up the Shoutcast for Spreaker. So we'll work on that this week. Mm-hmm. And but in the meantime, we'll go ahead and upload a podcast into Spreaker after this is over. We're recording it on Audacity. So if you'd like to call in, we'll be happy to take your call and feed you into the stream, and we can talk about your experiences and maybe...
Never.
What was the question?
I think I asked him, did she ever talk to him or make it known what she wanted or anything? She never tried to hurt him, I don't think, either.
No, so...
So it kind of seems like maybe she was just kind of dilly-dallying around between the universes, you know, parallel, or the dimensions, however you want to call it.
Yeah, and that seems reasonable to me, and mm-hmm. as it also applies perhaps to the UFO phenomena, is a multiverse scenario where occasionally we'll kind of have overlaps, and the energetic qualities of people or whatever entities on in the other multiverse kind of overlap into ours sometimes, and perhaps we do into theirs as well. And maybe they see shadow people, and it's us. Mm-hmm. Hey, we could be their shadow people. So it's really an interesting topic. Sock Puppet says it was never bothered or surprised. He asked whatever it was to leave after many sightings and never saw it again. And I think that's also fairly common.
It's fairly common with ghosts who are not haunting anything. They're just kind of lost their way. If you tell them to go on, go to the light, mm-hmm. go where they want to go, and you give them permission to go, they go. You know, they don't hang around. They don't have to.
Interesting.
Kind of stuck. They're kind of stuck a little bit. That's all it is.
Well, that could be too. So it's a wide open. I mean, it's full of speculation. We really don't. I mean, we understand to the extent that we understand our physics. Maybe, you know, but beyond that, it's kind of speculation. There's strong evidence of other dimensions, other realities, alternative realities, I guess. And on the quantum, especially when you get into the quantum level, you start to see indications of that through quantum entanglement and all those sorts of things. It's a real fascinating topic, though. But what other shadow people, what other shadow events might you have had, Gigi's Boo?
Well, you know, just basically be somewhere and over at my grandmother's or somewhere and just absolutely just know that it's there. I mean, just see it. Just, again, a glimpse. There's not anything that's really scary about it. The only time that I would be scared if I was up on the res somewhere and maybe saw something, it'd scare me. Because I would be scared to be spearfingers or something like that. But other than that, I just see them all the time. I mean, it's almost an everyday occurrence with me. Or ever two or three days, I see them a lot. How about you?
You know, shadow people, that's not something I've ever experienced. Anything even close to it. And, I mean, we also hear about orbs. And I know you've taken you've taken pictures. And yeah. I mean, the orbs are all over those pictures.
I mean, the orbs are terrible back here where I am right now. And, I mean, they're dancing all around. So either we've got a lot of spirit people around, or we're sitting over some kind of geomagnetic field, however science wants to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of seem to think it's just visitors. And they're all over. You can take a picture. And we were shocked. I mean, I took a picture and sent it to Gary. And I said, look here. And it was of our dog. I was down here at the particular time with Mother, having her with Daddy. And I said, Gary, look at this. And he said, what? And I said, look at the orbs. Did you not send that picture to Hal? I think you asked, wasn't it Hal you asked it about?
It may have been. It was a while ago.
Yeah, but I bet you were 13 or 14 orbs around him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Gary, can you believe this? And he said, not really. If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't. And, you know, you hear people try to explain it away as dust particles. This couldn't be dust particles because some of them were small. Mm-hmm. Some of them were fairly large. Some of them were medium size, but they were all around Atticus. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, all up in the air, everywhere. I mean, really.
Yeah, the photographs with orbs in them, that's been around for a while. So it's an unexplained phenomenon, and a lot of people attribute it to spirit activity or something like that. Hard to say.
Did I ever get sleep paralysis when seeing a shadow person? You know something, Graham? I have had sleep paralysis, but I've never associated it with a shadow person. I always associated it with maybe a panic disorder, that maybe I had a bad dream and had panic. But, you know, you might be onto something there. I don't know. I do know particularly one night, we're dibbling off a little bit on this. But anyway, I had an experience one night where I could not move in the bed. I was pinned down. And I knew something had pinned me down. And so I said a little thing that my grandmother always said, Melissa always told me to say. And I did not hear anything go out of the room, shut the door, open the door, shut the door. But I knew it was gone. So that's something to think about, you know, because that did happen to me a couple of times. So you might be knowing something that I haven't picked up on and hadn't heard of. There's another. Are shadow people mostly considered to be harmful, pleasant, destructive, or helpful? Well, you know, it depends. You know, it depends on the person. You'll see in the video that we're going to show that some people have had some very, very unpleasant experiences with them. Never had anything destructive. Never had anything helpful. I just glimpse them. Sometimes when you see destructive and harmful, you're dibbling into what we go into with a poltergeist, that type of thing. But I've never had an experience. I'm not saying it didn't happen to somebody else, but I've never had an experience that was destructive or harmful. Scary, like the night something sat on my chest and I couldn't get up. That was scary. Well, I have had some paralysis waking up, but other than that, I can't say anything. I didn't know that, Graham. Thanks for telling me. Gary, you got a comment?
Yeah, I'm looking. Sleep paralysis is a common thing. And what are the statistics of sightings in homes and other places where individuals report the sighting as certainly shadow people? You know, I don't know the answer to that, Sock. I think that's probably something when Adrian comes on, he might be able to tackle
that.
Yeah,
he probably could answer that. He's done a little bit more research.
All I know about the shadow people phenomenon, a lot of the things that I've seen, and I've looked through a whole lot of the videos that people have made about them, is it's almost like they exist and not knowing that we're here. You know, kind of breeze through our visual space, so to speak. And however, though, and as Brenna pointed out, we're going to show that 30-minute documentary that Adrian made on shadow people. There's some events where people have had direct interactions. So there again, though, we look at, are all these things the same thing, or are they different categories of events? Hard to say. What do you think about that, Boo Boo Bear?
I think I think every person has their own experience and their own thoughts. You're going to have to make up your own mind. If you ever see one, you know, and I'm sure Grim Nier talks like he's seen one, you know. I'm not sure if he has or not, but Grim Nier is pretty knowledgeable about it, so.
I asked him about that, and he claimed not to have, so.
Okay, so maybe he's just studied up on all that stuff.
I know it's an interest, you know, anyone who listens to Coast for any period of time will hear a lot about shadow people and about remote viewing, too.
So
They have that quite a bit as a topic. But Hal was saying a couple of years ago he was seeing shadow people regularly running from tree to tree as if to hide.
I think that is very interesting.
I think I remember you telling me that, Hal. That is as if playing hide and seek, so to speak.
Yeah. Or could it be that they were watching something you were doing, Hal? Hmm. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Got another comment from Sock. He said, after all of your experiences with sightings, what would you say your level of fear and calmness is during your sightings? Mm-hmm. Well, now, I will say this. When I thought I saw that thing hanging off the house looking at me, I was scared. I called Gary, and I was scared and looked back. And it really put me in mind. You know how Spider-Man jumps and can hang on and look in? That's the way this thing looked. It kind of like hung on like a spider. That scared me, but everything else that I've had, that has come to me, it's never scared me. Shadow people usually are up on me before I know anything. You know, I'll be walking and I'll see one go by. I don't get any bad feeling or anything from it, so I'm really not afraid. Now, let me say this. If, they were to maybe try to harm me, and you do see sometimes you hear people, what my grandmother used to call as haints, spooks, that try to harm you. That probably would scare me. And now, the night that something was on my chest, I was really afraid. But other than that, just seeing them, that doesn't bother me. Let's see. There was a movie that was put out that was based on a true story. Let me think if I can think of the name of that movie. Entity. I can't say it.
Let me look it up.
Yeah. And it was about a woman who was haunted, sexually abused by ghost type thing with a ghost, but she didn't call them shadow people.
Okay, have I experienced any irregular events
in your home with Juju Boo at the same time? No, I don't think so. Have you, Gary?
And I can't say that I have. That's
Gary's kind of immune to all that stuff.
I don't know why that is. That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense to me. But okay, let's see. Entity 2000.
What he's asking is was any irregular events that maybe happened with me, with you in the house at the same time? That's what he's saying. Earthquake, maybe, or solar flash or something, you know. Mm. Is that right, Sock? Is that what you're saying? Is there anything?
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand the question. don't know. While he's rephrasing, maybe let me talk about what you brought up. Entity, the entities. Anyone's not seen that.
Entity. That's a scary movie.
Yeah, supposedly based partially on a true story, a woman is tormented and sexually molested by an invisible demon. Didn't rate real well. 6.6 out of 10.
That's it.
IMDb.
It's from the 80s, yeah. 90s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the one. So, but that's kind of a spooky topic. I mean, this entire dynamic.
We kind of got off of what we were on, the Shadow People. We got off of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to. You have so many, like I said, so many nuances of this whole paranormal stuff that. Now, the shadow people, like I said, the most of I've seen that people have written about produced about have been those events that don't seem to be aware of you, that they just kind of move in and out. Don't you usually see them out of the corner of your eye, though?
I do. I see them out of the corner of my eye. And, you know, for years, they just told me that it was... you know, just your vision playing tricks and things like that. And I've seen them forever, you know. But like I said, the only thing that scared me was the dark shadow man. Spider-Man shadow man is what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
That was looking set. Could have been the remote viewer. I don't know. I didn't see it but one time.
Yeah, you're welcome, Sock. Sorry, we couldn't do a better job answering that question. I
think really he was trying to put out was did something happen maybe beforehand, an event or something in the house, and we were both here, and then later I saw it. I think that's what he's trying to say. Did anything strange happen beforehand or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're welcome, Sock.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, and the other thing you were talking about, poltergeist, and in the documentary and in the trailer or the preview that I put together for the show, documents an event of a poltergeist activity, and also the capture on camera, accidentally apparently, of a shadowy entity in the living room. So they did tie those two elements together. Okay, Acideth, is that right? I'm sorry. He says he or she has seen them. They watch you, always the same one in the same spot for years. How you feel about that?
See, now, I've never had them in the same spot. I've, like, been in the kitchen or back here and just go past my vision, peripheral vision, the corner of my eye. And that's it. I've not seen him in the same place, not in the exact same spot.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that could be Atticus. He's a shadow person, I mean, as you pointed out earlier.
He's a hot mess, what he is.
Yep. And he'll even howl like a banshee. Rome says that all those entities hide from him. Well, I think they kind of must from me, too, because I don't ever... I'll tell you a funny story. I didn't think it was funny at the time. That kind of relates to spooks and that sort of thing. I was in Germany, and we were doing some training out in the dark and spooky woods of Hohenfels, Germany, and it was like 2 a.m. and I went wandering around back in the woods, you know, to relieve yourself, and all of a sudden when I came through this undergrowth in front of me, there was this huge accumulation of shiny, glittery, spooky looking something. I saw that and I freaking turned around and took off, man. I said, what? I come flying out of there, and I said something to someone, and they said, show me. So I brought them back, and it was my first experience with foxfire.
You know, that's what I was getting ready to say, but it was foxfire.
It was phosphorescent fungi that was growing on dead trees. And man, you talk about spooky looking. That was like, wow. That's as close as I can think that I've come to spooks. The other stuff that I talked about last week. Now, that's a little different. But what about... Okay, what's this? Rome said they had a ghost once. He threw it down the stairs for making my daughter cry. That's pretty... you must use a special pair of ghost gloves to get a handle on, I guess. Anything else you got, Boo Boo Bear?
That's about it for right now. You talk a while.
Well, you know, we just about burnt this topic up. Let's see if anyone else has. Okay. Acideth says, I was always in the living room. Same one from the same window. Pure black on broad daylight. Interesting.
Wow. I've never heard of anybody seeing one in the daylight.
So, was it outside the window or inside the house or what was the exact situation? And while we're getting an answer to that, so they can, Hal says they can start at the side of a glance, but I noticed that if they have a great distance to move, you can see them full on as you turn your head to look.
Hmm.
Well, that gives it a certain perspective then, doesn't it?
As if, sure does. That's...
There's some geometry involved.
I'm gonna try that the next time I see one.
Okay.
Darth said it was in their box fan.
I think Darth is pulling our shadow legs. About.
Okay.
That's all right.
I need to be a little taller anyway, so pull away.
Yeah. Yeah, ghost in the fan. Ghost in the fan. They don't say it. You never know what you might bring up.
I have one sister, my older sister, who is very clairvoyant. She sees things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that we talked about last week that did the little parallel jump into a time.
Yeah, right.
And she sees things all the time. Mm-hmm. We were Walmart one time, and she kept looking, and she smiled, and I thought, what in the devil is she doing? Mm-hmm. Who's she smiling at him? Well, then I said, who are you smiling at? She said, that pretty woman in there holding the little baby. And mm-hmm. I said, where? And she said, at the register next to us. Said she was beautiful. And I said, I didn't see anybody holding the baby. She said, well, you're crazy. She was in there. So from then on, I began to pay a little bit of attention to what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And she does see things. I call it the gift of sight.
Right. Acideth brings up that says, yes, it was outside. So he's looking. He was looking through the window. He said, if you don't look directly, you can pick out detail. Full on look and it shifts away.
That sounds like to me that was that might have been a ghost.
But what it also sounds like is that you can have an observational interaction. You know, I'm not too sure how to say that differently. That when you observe it, it changes. Does that mm-hmm. make sense to you? Because Hal's comment said the same thing. But you brought up something. Acideth brings up something about being outside. And what was it that we recently saw, Gigi's boo, that suggested that you have to give permission for them to enter?
Oh, that's him.
Something we were talking about.
Oh, God. That thing was that I told you, I said, look at this. I said, if I saw this, I would never stop running. It was the children with the black eyes.
Yeah,
they had the hoods on.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like they wanted whoever
you have to invite them in or they can't come into your home.
Yeah.
And they got real angry with the gentleman. Don't you remember?
I do remember.
He said, we need a ride. And he said, no, I don't think so. And he grabbed the handle. He couldn't open it. Mm-hmm. Could open the car door, but he shook the handle. He said, I can't do anything unless you invite me in.
Right.
And the gentleman just drove off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were anywhere from 9 to 14 years old. I said, how old do you think this one was?
Who are you speaking to?
Acid okay. Meth.
Anyway, while he's answering, Hal says, to get a bit creepier, they can cause a very slight wind to move the leaves on a tree. Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Phase shift entities. Interesting, IB Don C.
The nightmare. I'll have to watch that.
Oh, 2015. Atticus will be scared. He's got bad nerves. He can't watch.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
IB Don C brings up phase shift entities. Is that right, Don? Ah, personal account of people experienced with, I guess, the black-eyed children and things. Yeah, that's another topic, you see.
I'm going to be very frank with you. If some kids walked up and had those black eyes, ooh, Lordy, I'd probably take and put that probe in the wind, you know?
Yeah, but it brings up the point that, or the question really, that how related are all these things, and how much of it is dependent on the sensitivity of the viewer?
Mm-hmm.
Like some people can see shadows. Some people can see maybe something a little more substantial than that, like suck.
And Hal just said that they move fast enough to disappear as they travel after identifying them.
Yeah,
they get away from you. They don't want you to be able to.
Right, and that's
hold an account of them. In other words, is what I'm trying to say. Be able to identify and give an account.
And that also suggests the interactive nature. In other words, they know you're viewing them, and so as soon as they realize it, they're trying to move away, get out of your view, and that is consistent with what Ingo Swann said about as a remote viewer being detected by people at the target that they're remote viewing. That's the same sort of, I mean, it's like from the other direction. So I don't know. It's just, there's so many more questions than answers, but I wonder, number one, if the sensitivity of the viewer has a lot to do with what you actually see. Acideth said it never made any attempt to communicate or interact. You know how you can feel when you're being looked at. It just became, it was there and would see you. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So Grimner says the movie is not about black-eyed children.
It's about the hag.
Okay. Mm-hmm. About the shadow people, sleep paralysis, old hag. Okay.
Boy, you can't hardly get out of the Appalachian Mountains, which you don't hear people talk about, the old hag. Are the banshee, some people call them banshees, mm-hmm. Granny witches,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So would move right along with what is in the Appalachian Mountains, what Gary and I grew up with.
Mm-hmm. And this logically connects with what the stories you've heard about Mothman, and what was that, West Virginia? Can't think of the name of town in West Virginia where the bridge collapsed.
It wasn't West Virginia, wasn't it? In Ohio.
Well, it was West Virginia. It was on the Ohio River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where the bridge collapsed. I can't think of the name of the place. I've been there actually. I can't remember the name.
Like on the coast of South Carolina, we have the Gray Man.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gray Man looks like a normal man. Human man, but he's dressed in a gray suit. But now the closer you get to him, people will say he looked a little pale, and he always appears before a hurricane. And whoever he appears to, and they see him, their home is not even touched.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big legend about the gray man. So you see that gray and black and mm-hmm. and dark kind of all runs together sometimes. And a lot of people, a lot of Christian people, will consider dark as being evil. That's not always so.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that kind of goes along with Mothman. The same kind mm-hmm. of same kind of thing. Okay. Asked first. He said never made the attempt to communicate or interact. You know how you can feel it just being looked at.
He just
became aware it was there and would see him. Then he also said a slight shift in field of vision would allow you to study them. As soon as you try to look, he goes. It went on. I went outside a few times after him. No sign of anyone. And Hal continued by saying he sensed they were interacting in avoidance. Otherwise, why move at all? So that...
Yeah, they were avoiding. Sneaking, hiding.
But you see, the thing is they are aware enough to know when you notice. Even mm-hmm. like the implication I've seen here is that you can try to sneak and look, but even if you do that, it's like they know. They know what you're doing. So that's pretty significant if they can sense your intentions. And as Grinner, I think, is correct, he says Mothman is definitely an interdimensional being. And I think a lot of these things are. And like I say, I wonder if it's just how finely tuned is your receiver. You know?
Well, I was going to say a while ago, I think you have to be receptive.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a receptive person. You can't be a closed-minded person to see them. I know we had a... with my sister with the gift of sight, we've had several Christian people to come and say we needed to have our house blessed to drive them away, that we were seeing stuff that wasn't supposed to be there, that shouldn't be here. And my mother never believed that. My sister never believed that. So, you know.
Well,
you just let people believe what they want to believe. You know, you're not gonna change anybody's beliefs. They're closed-minded, open-minded, whatever they are. You know, you're gonna have to let them alone, let them come to their own conclusion what it is. But I do think the people in the chat room and me and people who have seen them tend to be a little bit more receptive.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't break loose, screaming, running, pulling our hair, the whole nine yards. But, you know, I think it's fair. Death brought it a lot up when he said that he saw it in broad daylight looking in the wind at him. That's the first account I've ever seen anything looking in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very fascinating to me. You ought to write that down and have a record, keep a record of that. And I think it's, and see, and then Hal saw one going from tree to tree, watching him. So, he's open, he's not closed-minded either, so. And Grim Near, yeah. Grim's open too. Now, he hadn't said he saw anything, but he does have a lot of information on different things. Now, Hal, I don't know about, I never have heard about gray men carrying a staff. And you might be right about that. Only stories I've ever heard are like right after we have a hurricane and people will say our house made it. And then they will remember seeing this man walking on the beach. They would have been walking on the beach before they even said the hurricane was coming. And they remember seeing him. But the staff makes sense. I mean, you know, he would kind of carry it to balance or whatever, because the beach can be treacherous in some places down here. You know, I've been fascinated with the gray man for a long time, just like I have with the brown mountain lights. and what you experienced in Germany, Gary, they've tried to say is the Brown Mountain Lights. But the Brown Mountain Lights are actually lights that appear to be flames, you know, burning flames. I wish I could get that video that's on, and I'd drop it in here, but for some reason I can't. But I will at some point. Maybe next week we'll drop it in and let them see it.
Yeah,
it's actually, you actually can see it burn. It's consuming. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not consuming, but it's flames. It's flames. It looks like it's being fed.
Yeah, the Brown Mountain Lights have been studied by physicists and every other type of scientist, and they cannot identify what the cause is. They can't identify what it is.
I can tell you this: it's a magical place. It's a magical place. Brown Mountain is very magical.
Yeah, Hal says that he knows what I mean by staff and storms. Yes, I do.
Well, explain to me.
I'll explain to you offline.
Okay.
That's one of those things, you know, I don't think you put out there generally, only to certain circumstances. But yeah, there's a whole lot to this world that we don't understand.
And we should be willing to be open. I don't mean be open and dangerous, be open and aware.
Well, yeah. I mean, a scientist is nothing more than someone who creates a hypothesis and tests it. And so you test it objectively and let the facts take you to the conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be a PhD, MIT, Harvard, Yale, all that stuff to be a scientist. I really don't think Leonardo da Vinci went to Harvard or Yale. And any of those guys, they just happened to have a lot of time on their hands and had the capacity to be able to study things and come to reasoned conclusions.
Yeah, neither did Nostradamus.
No, that's right, too. And I think what you were alluding to earlier is how people will become so indoctrinated, maybe, for lack of a better term, that everything they see has to be filtered through a very narrow set of filters.
And everything's a sin.
Well, that too.
You know, everything. I mean, you talk to a Southern Baptist girl here. Mm-hmm. Gary and I've had that talk a long time, many times. He's Lutheran, by the way. And we've had some great discussions on beliefs and non-beliefs and things of that sort. And some people can, like you say, take things way too far. And
you know, it's okay. I'm not going to judge anyone. They do.
I'm not either, but I just... You don't want to hear doom and gloom all the time.
Well, it's the only time I have a problem is when they try to force their interpretation on me. And then I have a problem. So,
yeah.
Just like I'm not trying to force this information on anyone.
You look, oh, no. We're doing this because we were interested in it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very objective about it. I don't know what it is. I think some people have done some really good work in recording the phenomena, just like UFOs. I don't think we know 100% what that's all about.
No.
But there's a lot of evidence. Obviously, something's going on. People who sit there and say, "Oh, it's just crazy stuff." Well, I don't know. I think you're suffering under something called a normalcy bias when you say something like that. So I'm not willing to go out on that limb and say there's nothing to it, because I've had other experiences. Now, could my senses be fooled? Absolutely. Your senses are, I mean, observation. Eyewitnesses are the absolute worst. Oh, there goes Atticus. You heard him. Atticus knows we're talking about shadow people. It's shadow Atticus. Why is he howling?
He heard you. I mean, he had to hear you.
Oh, okay. Atticus. Atticus. Atticus is our sound man. He's adding special effects to the show. So. Oh, boy. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying. Well, what else we got, Boo Boo Bear? I got a 30-minute documentary. As I said earlier, that...
Now, I have to be very truthful with y'all. I started this, and I couldn't watch it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. And I told Gary, I said, Gary, I can't finish watching it all, because it went down a different path of how I feel about it. But I'm not saying he's wrong, and I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying I couldn't watch it all, so...
Yeah, and it has some of it's kind of unnerving, depending on your sensitivities and your experiences. If you've had unusual experiences, you might find some of it unnerving. It's a good quality, high definition documentary. It's had over 450. It's had over 400. Atticus. It's had over 450,000 views in a year. So he's pushing half a million views on it. So it's well done. It contains some very, very convincing footage. Atticus. Yeah, you hear that, Hal. Yeah, Hal's Atticus doing our sound effects. He's a week late. I suppose it's been last week on Halloween.
Listen,
I hear him now. Now he's mad. Okay, but if you want to see any of Adrian's stuff, as I said last week, just go to YouTube and look up Suspect Sky, SuspectSky, and he's got about 47 or so videos up. He examines things, all kinds of different unusual things, and they're done very well. I think you'll enjoy it. But we can go ahead and shift into that if you want to, Boo Boo Bear. And it, like I say, is 30 minutes, and folks can check it out.
Okay.
Okay. So anything else you want to say before we bug on out of here?
Okay, Grim, I'll say it. He's wrong and I'm right.
Who's wrong and right?
Grim Near said that.
About
he
what?
Said, go ahead and say it, Gigi's Boo. He's wrong and you're right.
About what?
I don't know.
I don't either.
But he's wrong and I'm right, Graham.
Okay. That works. And, of course, Atticus has the last word.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what he heard you. He had to hear you because he don't usually do that. He raised his head up and looked at me. Maybe he's telling me shut up. You know, I don't know.
That's what he gets for staying up all night long.
It's been a pleasure to see all y'all tonight. We'll see you next week for the Road Less Travel. And we don't know what it's going to be about, but we hope it'll be interesting.
Have you ever
love seen you all, big to my heart.
There we go. I'm getting all jacked up while we're doing this. Go ahead and pull that down. So, anyway, yeah, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the... Sorry, the content was a little thin, but it's, you know, we're exploring, and like I said, we'll get Adrian back on as a guest, and he's a little more knowledgeable about these sorts of things. And for now, go ahead and switch over to the Ustream page if you like. In fact, let me drop that in the chat. It'll take a second to set it up, but I'll go ahead and start the broadcast and drop that in the chat for you. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week on the Road Less Traveled. Okay, bye-bye. Say bye, boo-boo. I think she...
Bye, boo-boo.
There we are. See you. Bye-bye.